All right, it is time. It's the moment that everyone has been waiting for on Mackie and Judd. Patrick Roycey's 7-round Vikings mock draft.
I want a mock.
All right, Pat, the floor is yours. All 7 rounds.
I want the wide receiver from Alabama at 14. I want
Which one?
Smith. Okay. I want the Heisman winner, man. That guy's something. That guy's Percy without, and maybe sane, which would be different. You know, maybe he'll practice.
No migraines?
Maybe he'll practice on Wednesdays, which would really be something compared to Percy. But
now they're worried because some of the measurements that, so he's listed at like 175, but really he's like 160 something.
You put him out
there. So they're a little worried.
You put him out there with Dalvin and Jefferson and good luck.
Right.
Opponents, right? Good luck opponents. All he's got to do is catch a little swing pass once in a while. And then every once in a while when they think they're going to come up and do that, he's going to run past them. As I told Judd the other day, catch radius, most overrated thing in football. I don't want catch radius. I want guys so far away it doesn't make any difference if they have.
But they have
catch
to catch
radius.
The ball, unlike Troy.
Yeah, Troy.
Who would pull away from a guy and then drop the football?
Yes, that's true. Troy could run past them, but I, you know, they're going to take an offensive line. They're not trading up. They don't do that. They're such big wusses. He's not trading up. He might trade down, but he's not trading up. But I think Randy might be close. If he can trade down 4 spots to get Jenkins, and get 3 more 7th rounders, he'll walk around in an aroused state the rest of the evening.
That's what Randy says. He'll get snug.
Yeah, right.
He gets snug. He'll make Jim snug.
I was disappointed to hear Randy that Spielman won't take Randy's calls anymore, huh?
Well, and Phil cut him short. He told him he couldn't do his trades. He was very upset.
Okay, we're getting a bunch of people commenting on Twitter and YouTube saying that we have sort of screwed Randy over by not allowing him to explain his trade. So I don't know. Maybe we can get him back on tomorrow.
Can you get him back on? Yes. You got to get him on before they come true, though. So that's right. So there's not anybody who actually thinks they might get draft a quarterback, is there?
I think there's the what will they actually do world, and then there's the what should they do. Like, yeah. So let's say you were running the Vikings, Pat, and Trey Lance fell into your lap at 14. Are you trading back or would you take him?
I'm taking him. I was all in on Dante Culpepper getting taken at 11 when everybody wanted Javon Kearse. If you can get a quarterback who can be your guy, and you know what? Dante was 99. The quarterbacks have only gotten more important in the 22 years since.
Absolutely.
But, I'd take him. I would take him.
But they'll trade back.
But
and get a second round
probably
pick.
Be gone. Oh, yeah. They'll trade back. He can't stand to just make his picks. He's got to get a second. He's missing a second rounder, right?
Yes.
Who
Ngakwe
heard that go for?
Ngakwe. Jacksonville last year.
Oh, that worked out well.
Yeah, it didn't work out
too
well.
What'd they get back then?
Third round.
They did get a third rounder
at the trade deadline.
Baltimore didn't like that too well either, did they? That didn't work. Didn't he go to Baltimore?
Yeah, and it didn't work out great for him.
Just because he was valued at Jacksonville doesn't mean he can play, you know. So I don't know. But I'll be watching Steph Curry at Target Center. I don't care. I'm going to go watch Steph tomorrow night with the red hot Timberwolves. And you know
what? Is it Steph and maybe Clay? Isn't Clay is on the verge of coming back at the end of the season?
I bet they'll break him out at home, though, don't you think? Not on the road, probably.
Yeah.
Because they got beat by 30 last night.
Did you see
somebody.
That?
The Mavs beat him by 30.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Doncic is pretty good, boy. He's something.
He is going to be a enormously fat old dude. His body sucks.
He has gotten thick, hasn't he?
How can you be that gifted athletically and be on the verge of being that fat? I was good at sports.
He's chunking up. There's no doubt about it. You know, he picked up the pandemic 15. There's no doubt about it. He's heavy, so... But he's good. Oof, man, he can shoot. And he's, you know what? And we're starting to see just a glimpse of it. But the NBA is pretty good this year. You know, some you watch a game when it's not just a bunch of jackasses shooting 43s and they're actually trying to do something, the games are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
There's been more upsets, and it's not bad. It's pretty good.
It feels pretty wide open. By the way, on the Klay Thompson front, so he will be starting running this week. So they think there's a chance he could be back in the playoffs, but he won't be at Target Center. So
no,
I digress.
That won't. But now here's what's makes this great though with the Timberwolves. Now that they're winning, we can get mad at them too. We get mad at them when they lose. Yep. Now that they're winning, we can be mad at them.
God bless them for that.
We never have to be happy with the Timberwolves. That's correct. What makes it fun. And Glenn Taylor, God, he's got to sell. Why doesn't he sell? He can't sell to A-Rod. How can he sell to A-Rod? We want him to sell, but we want to pick out who he's going to sell to. We want him to sell to Kevin Garnett, who's a raving lunatic who doesn't have any money compared to.
It's the Royce rule on the Wolves. It's your rule.
Yeah.
Even when they do the right thing,
yes. it's the wrong thing.
Yes. Yes.
That's true.
We need him.
Garnett is. I'm very upset that $3 million house I drove by the other day, they didn't sell it to me. I didn't make an offer and I didn't have the money, but they should have sold it to me. They should have, those dirty SOBs should have sold it to me.
And Pat, whoever does buy that house, they better let me live in at least the basement.
That's right. He's, Kevin. Maybe if that guy hadn't stole that pal of yours, hadn't stolen $70 million. From you would have been a little better situation here. What a crazy! He's nuts, and he's who we want, right? We want Kevin to buy the team.
Listen, all I want is the jersey retired. Okay, all I want.
Well, yeah, maybe with A-Rod we'll get the
before he moves the team, we'll get that.
But this is whatever big pans those. Yeah, we should be getting to the deadline here to have a deal, right? It's only 30 days, wasn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's coming up pretty quick here. Are we going to get the press conference sometime?
I suppose it's another one of those deals that they had to give him $5 million to execute. The good faith or $10 million or whatever. So, worst case for Glenn, he takes the escrow money and looks for another owner, right?
Yep. So that's raises for all Star Tribune employees. Yeah, that's right. What he does with the $5 million.
Can you imagine just having $5 million that you can PayPal someone or Venmo them? I gotta
look up more of this guy, the Walmart guy that's got the money. He's a tech guy, right?
Yes. He has essentially he created two startups, one that got bought by Amazon and then one that got bought by Walmart, and then he within those acquisitions was very high up at both Amazon and Walmart creating e-commerce. He's a smart dude.
I read something that the Walmart he basically set up their e-commerce operation right now.
Yep,
correct.
Very happy to see Target's doing very well too. That's we were worried about them 5 years ago, but they're still moving jobs out of downtown. So. Anyway,
it's good. Pat, you going to put Colum in for a third straight day here? See what happens in a one-run game?
Yeah, we had tune-up with him yesterday, and we had a big took him to the bullpen. Boy, is that un-Rocco-like, isn't it?
Yes.
That you pitch him?
Yes.
He urinates away the game, and then you let him go. Then you let him go throw in the bullpen, and then you put him back in the game last night.
Yes.
In a one-run game.
But, we're taping this, or we do not taping it, or whatever we do with it now.
I don't see
any tape. There's no tape.
Oh, there's a cassette right here. Hold on a second.
Okay. But.
A-track, I'll find it for you.
But you know what? I just think they were just playing too many night games. It's hard to play night games at this time of year. I think
in a batting practice.
I think that was the problem. Yeah. It was cold. It's too cold.
You got to play day games.
We got to start playing day games. Yep. And look out for us, man.
Okay, that might be the best excuse, the we can't take batting practice. When did it become illegal to take batting practice before a day game?
Yes, you can do that. Next thing you know, they'll take infield. Oh, my God.
Because you can't sleep enough, you guys. If you take BP before a day game, you get no sleep because you're at the bar till 2.
I should say this briefly because I ranted on it on the, we just did the baseball podcast, but I should just say this briefly. I finally figured it out about 1 o'clock this morning as I was reading some stuff and contemplating whether I'm going to fall asleep and also trying to figure out why they stink. And we have seen the best of virtually all of them, right? We saw the best Garver will ever be by 100 miles. And the Garver of last year is a hell of a lot more the real Garver. We saw the best of Sano for about a half a year in 2009, maybe 2015. We saw the best of Polanco. We haven't, you know, Simmons is what he is.
Kepler.
But Donaldson, obviously, you're not getting the best of him. You saw the best of Kepler.
Yep.
You saw certainly saw the best of Maeda. You've seen the best of everybody. This team's on the downward hill. And you always expect, when you see their best season, you say, you get in your mind, that's him. That ain't him. That's him having an aberration.
At his best.
The aberration was excellence. The reality is, you know, Doge. We saw Doge hit 42. We saw Doge. We thought that was the real Doge. We better get him signed to a 5-year deal. Thank God they didn't do that, right?
Pat, are you saying that maybe they should have cashed in, I don't know, the year that they had the greatest home run hitting team in the history of baseball, that maybe that was the year to win a damn playoff game?
That could have come in handy. Yes, it could have.
You're asking for too much now.
That is true. They could have won one that year. Yes.
But I still want to know what is up with Rocco. Rocco's doing bizarre things for him now. Like the Colome thing, bizarre.
Yeah,
forgetting how many trips to the mound is bizarre.
That one I'm not as upset as other people.
I'm not as upset about it. I'm saying it fits in with what's been weird.
I'm more upset when he bunts a guy to third and then lets Jeffers bat against a guy throwing 98 instead of bringing Donaldson up.
I'm just saying there's...
Jeffers, by the way, nice run, kid. Go back to AA and learn how to hit.
He can go to St. Paul.
Learn out. No, that's too high.
I'll watch him.
Send him to AA.
The Saints might be loaded now.
But they need
Colome,
you know,
Jeffers,
Major League veteran Nick Gordon.
Nick Gordon, yeah,
that's right.
Who couldn't get in at bat?
Couldn't get that dude in the game.
That's another Rocco thing.
I figured
you
out
call him
Cabe,
up and don't play him.
I figured out why Cabe's playing though. If he happens to get the first, he can go to third. They have so few athletes.
Yeah, that's what you said last year.
He's playing. He's an athlete. At least, you know, he's a diver. He's not good, but he can run. They don't have any athletes except for Buxton and him.
He's a diver. He can swim. So
Kirilloff's going to hit though, fellas.
Well, Pat,
Kirilloff's going to hit.
I think so too. Yeah. He's not striking out. He's making contact.
He's hitting rockets.
That's a telltale
sign. All right. He's going to hit.
Pat, we got to run and tape Purple Daily here, but we'll look forward to your Friday recap of Rick Spielman trading back 6 times in the first round.
Now, when is Randy's next appearance? Friday or?
Well, as of right now, he's just back
first,
in his
does he
film
review
room.
The first pick or not? Does he review the first round on Friday or not?
I'm assuming he's going to call us next Tuesday again, but we might have to, just because so many people wanted his trade scenarios,
throw him on tomorrow.
We have to get him on, yeah.
And you not cut him off at this time and demand that he cuts out his trades.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, he might have to fill in for me tomorrow because I'm getting my second Pfizer shot tonight, maybe in no shape to be on the show.
Pfizer's good. No problem. No problem.
Okay.
If you're getting Moderna, good luck.
Johnson & Johnson is what I got, and I damn near died.
Yeah, well,
could have had a blood
clot. 6 blood clots that are gonna.
Yeah. You guys are tough. I got them both, and I.
It's because your immune system shot, so it didn't try and fight anything.
You know why? Diet Coke, baby. I got one in my hand right now.
Yeah, you've killed your immune system with it.
Go out right now and drink 3 Diet Cokes, and that Pfizer won't bother you a bit.
There you go.
All right, see ya, Pat.